Welcome to the final part of our sports review of the year. In cricket, Donnymana won the double in the North West, taking both the league and Senior Cup. In July, they won the North West Senior Cup, beating Coleraine by 6 wickets. It was the 5th year in a row they won it. Then in mid-September, they laid claim to the Premier League crown for the 30th time. A fascinating game threw up the prospect of Ardmore winning the league, but only if they managed a big run victory. They were on course for that at one stage because Donnymana were 6-4. But Donnymana then put on a championship-winning performance to wrap up the season. Here's Highlands cricket correspondent Eamon McLaughlin.
Yeah, there was absolutely superb year. It's a long time since anyone's done the double. That was Donnymana's 5th Senior Cup win in the trot, going for a 6-1 this year. But last year, they were superb last season. Really, really played well. And of course, they lost Andy McBrien for a couple of games with Irish international duty, but still managed to come through. And then they beat Coleraine in the final quite comfortably. But then it was a real nail-biting finish to the league, where any one of 3 teams could have won it coming into the last game of the season. Donnymana were at Ardmore. Ardmore were one of the 3 sides with a chance of winning it. Donnymana bowled Ardmore out for 90. Game looked over until Gary Neely, the Ardmore skipper, got on hand, and he had Donnymana reeling at 6-4. But old Junior McBrien, who came out of retirement for a couple of games last year, and young Kyle Doherty rescued the Donnymana players, and they managed to win that game and do the double. Tremendous performance. Maybe if we'd gone just looking at who went down last year, what a disaster season it was for Strabane. First time in their history they've been relegated to the Championship, so they've got to try and get back up straight away again. And of course, Fox Lodge, they won the Championship. They'll be playing senior cricket next season again. A good return for them. They did very, very well. But it was all about one side. It was Donnymana's year, without a shadow of a doubt.
In badminton, the McGee family from Rafoe in February dominated the National Senior Championships. That saw Olympian Chloe won her 10th senior singles crown. There was further success for Chloe, who with her brother Sam won the mixed doubles, and Joshua and Sam McGee won the men's doubles. The standout performance came in May, as brothers Sam and Josh won gold at the Slovenian International. The siblings had a 2-1 to sets victory over Danes Matthias Bay-Schmidt and Fredrik Sigurd Martinsson. In darts, there was disappointment for Newton Cunningham's Jordan Boyce in the World Youth Final back in January. The 16-year-old Deal College student lost 3-2 to Joshua Richards. After the match, Jordan wasn't too downbeat on defeat.
Feeling all right, you know, done myself right, I think. Josh went 2-0 up on it, and once we got the first leg in the board, I settled in a little bit.
Well, certainly you did settle down because you hit the front then at 2-1, and at that position and at that time, were you still feeling strong that you could see it out?
I felt one more big set and I had the title on the bag, but that's darts for you, and that's the way it goes.
And I suppose on big occasions as well, Jordan, experience can tell, and Josh Richardson is that wee bit older than he's in his final year at this level, and then when he got his 180 and stuff after that, he seemed to settle into it more.
Aye, that is the last 2 legs he played, he played them very well, and I don't really have much of an answer to him, but that's the way it goes.
But it's been a fantastic journey for you, and I'm sure it was a fantastic experience standing up there on the hockey and on the big stage at Lakeside for you, Jordan.
It was an experience of a lifetime. It was unreal.
Also in darts, Milford man John Flood won a bronze medal at the WDF European Cup in Holland in September. Flood's success came on the pairs with David O'Connor in Amsterdam. The pair were beaten in the semi-final by the Netherlands team, who went on to be crowned European champions. In hockey, the Rafoe women were still in the headlines. At the turn of the year, they contested the Ulster Cup final, but there was to be huge disappointment as they lost out 3-2 in penalties. The match ended 1-1 after extra time in Coleraine. They put that disappointment behind them to gain promotion to the Premier League in May. It was sealed with a second place finish in Senior 1. In martial arts, Convoy's TJ McMenamin won 2 gold medals in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu at the 2016 European Championships in Rome, Italy during April. Brian Gorman from Donegal Town also secured a European silver in the Masters Brown Belt category at the same championships. Elsewhere, there was success for the Three Rivers Shotokan Karate Cup at the Champions International Karate Association European Open, with gold going to the Crawford brothers of Kieran and Owen. Kieran also won silver in the kata category. There was bronze as well for Megan Gallagher and Ace Rodriguez, while there was silver medals for Emma Dolan and a bronze going to Brody Hannigan. And there was team gold as well for Emma Dolan, Jimmy Lee Simpson and Natasha Doherty. On the endurance front, Chrysler athlete Sean Stewart won the grueling Ireland Coast to Coast Challenge, which ended in Newcastle County Down, having started in Enniscrone County Sligo the day before. Sean was also the organiser of the Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra Race in June. Muffman Ronan McLaughlin won the first ever event. He finished the 550-kilometre cycle in a time of 19 hours, 45 minutes and 48 seconds. Runner-up there was Jason Black and Joe Barr was third. In rowing in June, Sinead Jennings and her partner Claire Lamb had a good weekend at the World Rowing Cup Final in Poland, finishing fourth overall in Section A. Competing in the lightweight double sculls, that Ira Kenny woman had won her heat on the Saturday of the event. In lifting in June, there was double gold for husband and wife Mick and Pauline Coleman from Stranorler at the World Drug-Free Powerlifting Single Lifts Championships in Wrexham, Wales. Pauline was winning her second world title in a row, but it was a third on the trot for Mick. Then in September, Letterkenny man John Watson won the Master 2 category at the European Deadlift Championships. It's been a good year for Watson, who is a national record holder in the squat and had previously won silver in the full power event in July. And he also took gold at the Deadlift Championships in August. On the horses, Rathdonald man Gavin Harley claimed a gold medal as part of an Irish team at the International Under 21 Show Jumping Championships, which were held at Mill Street in Cork in July. It was the first time that Team Ireland had won this age category group title. Gavin, who rode 12-year-old stallion Underground Van der Kiepel, was the anchor man for the Irish team and jumped the winning clear round to seal victory for the home nation. Remelton man Kieran Murray won a gold and a bronze medal at the European Transplant and Dialysis Championships in Finland during the year. That was despite having a chest infection. Kieran also won the golf competition and finished third in the 800-metre final. In American football, the Donegal Derry Vipers won the Irish Section 2 Championship this year. They defeated the Wexford Eagles 33-29 at the Westman Town Youth Grounds in Dublin to end the season with silverware. On the water, there was huge success for Glendy's man Kieran McDyer in August. He won gold at the European Surf Kayak Championships in France in the high performance category. And finally, back in September, Letterkenny 24/7 club member Aidan Callaghan was crowned National Triathlon Middle Distance Champion after finishing first in the Lost Sheep Triathlon in Kerry. The event consisted of a 1,900-metre swim, an 80k cycle and a 20km run. He then went on to compete in the World Championships in Hawaii in October.